This episode is sponsored by Wake Global. Wake Global is the authority and go-to resource for effective and creative data-driven marketing across all channels and platforms, providing insight, ideas, and innovation from start to finish. Google Wake Global, spells W-E-Y-K, for marketing boot camps, workshops, and professional services.
What is imposter syndrome? What are some tactics I can use to overcome self-doubt? What behaviors should I avoid? Imagine Lindy is a lawyer who loves film. After saving and planning for a few years, she leaves her job to pursue her dream, opening an independent theater. Lindy rents a space, buys projection equipment, secures permits, pays licensing fees, and hires a few employees. It's hard work, but there's nothing she'd rather be doing. Her sign goes up, and Lindy's Indies opens for business. The first few months are a blur as Lindy works around the clock, but ticket sales are painfully slow. Exhausted and discouraged, Lindy starts to wonder if she's in over her head. She dreamed about this theater for years and finally made it a reality. So why does Lindy feel so down? Why is she worried everyone's going to find out she doesn't know what she's doing? Many business owners experience self-doubt. It's to be expected, especially when you're getting started. But there are tactics for overcoming it. Start by listing your strengths and don't be stingy. Consider what you've accomplished and give yourself the credit. Lindy got a theater up and running, which is a huge accomplishment, even if it's not making money yet. Next, list your weaknesses and think about how you could make improvements. Then, try to set some small, attainable goals. If one of Lindy's weaknesses is digital marketing, she could make it her goal to learn more about social media techniques. Challenges feel less overwhelming when you recognize small steps you can take. Get better at marketing is broad and overwhelming, but read about how to find a target audience is specific and manageable. It's normal to feel like your bottom line is the only measure of your success, but it helps to set some goals that aren't about money. Breaking your larger goals, like making more sales, into smaller pieces that aren't about money gives you more control and can help you earn victories that'll build your confidence. Lindy needs to sell tickets and knows better marketing will help. So she can make it a goal to write 3 new social media posts this week. That won't bring in money on its own, but it's a positive step and a part of a larger sales and marketing plan. When you achieve goals, take the time and mental effort to recognize that you're moving in the right direction. You're chipping away, and where you may still be stressed and feel self-doubt, making progress can only help. Listen up. Sometimes you won't meet a goal, but don't be too hard on yourself. Nobody's perfect. And the more kind you are to yourself, the better your attitude and mindset will be when you face other challenges in your business. Treating yourself well and taking positive steps to meet goals and overcome doubt is vital. But you also need to avoid certain negative behaviors and thoughts. It's easy to get down when you compare yourself to others. Make a conscious effort to let go of those feelings when they pop up, or else they may become a self-destructive habit. Focus on your strengths instead. Making excuses also creates barriers to success. Don't rationalize situations to fit the way you feel. For example, if Lindy starts saying that people just don't appreciate good movies, it'll make failure seem inevitable and beyond her control. You can also get derailed by relying on outside validation. It's natural to ask for people's opinions and advice, but their approval shouldn't be what drives you. Ultimately, you have to meet your own goals and validate yourself first. Finally, don't let fear prevent you from taking advantage of opportunities or trying new things. You have to work up the courage to go after what you want, even if it might mean failing. To succeed, most businesses have to take chances. Setting goals, practicing self-care, and avoiding negative behaviors can be even more effective if you also set up some support systems. That starts with supporting yourself with scheduling and planning. You'll be more likely to reach your goals and feel positive if you plan ahead and schedule specific times to work on things. Lindy has a million things to do, but it'll be easier if she knows she's working on social media posts from 3 to 4 p.m. on Monday. Scheduling tests your self-discipline, but following through helps build momentum and confidence. No matter how much self-discipline you have or how much you try to support yourself, it helps to have others in your corner. Talk to family and friends about your obstacles. Surround yourself with people who understand your challenges and have your back. You don't want yes men, but you want people who offer genuine, positive reinforcement. Sometimes that means weeding out the naysayers in your life. Be open to constructive criticism, but avoid overly negative people who don't recognize your hard work and accomplishments. If possible, find a mentor with business experience who can act as an advisor. Sharing your challenges with someone who gets it can boost your confidence and energy, which in turn helps you overcome your business challenges. This might all sound like a lot of work when you're already so busy, but these practices, assessments, and disciplines can actually make your job easier by unlocking the confidence and mindfulness you need to do your best work. Do this now. Overcoming self-doubt and imposter syndrome is a deliberate process. To get you started, let's write some of your strengths, weaknesses, and goals. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. Number one, imposter syndrome is the common feeling that you don't know what you're doing and you're going to be exposed. Number two, overcome self-doubt by setting attainable goals, practicing self-care, scheduling and planning, and finding support from others. Number three, avoid comparing yourself to others, making excuses, relying on outside validation, and letting fear stop you from taking chances.
This episode is sponsored by Wake Global. Wake Global is the authority and go-to resource for effective and creative data-driven marketing across all channels and platforms, providing insight, ideas, and innovation from start to finish. Google Wake Global, spelled W-E-Y-K, for marketing bootcamps, workshops, and professional services.